This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Material is selected with the interests of its audiences in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Hello, and welcome to the African American Experience, a program celebrating the artistic, cultural, and historic contributions of African Americans. This program has been created and produced by Audio Journal's Roy Allen Project to carry on the work and vision of its namesake. Roy Allen was an extraordinary human being who deeply touched the lives of his family, his friends, and his colleagues. He was a trailblazer for African Americans in the fields of theater, radio, and television. In carrying on Roy's vision to inspire the African American community to a sense of pride and power in its achievements and to share those achievements with all the community, we present the African American Experience with your host, Tina E. Gaffney. Hello, everyone. I figured that since I just did a segment on Whoopi Goldberg, I would continue on with the Star Trek tradition and feature Michael Dorn. Michael Dorn was born December the 9th, 1952. He's an African-American actor, best known for his role as the Klingon character Worf in the Star Trek franchise, appearing in all 7 seasons of the television series Star Trek: The Next Generation, which ran from 1987 to 1994, and later reprising the role in season 4 through 7 of Star Trek: Deep Space Nine, which ran from 1995 to 1999, and season 3 of Star Trek: Picard in 2023. Dorn has appeared more times as a regular cast member than any other Star Trek actor in the franchise's history, spanning 5 films and 284 television episodes. He was born December the 9th, 1952. He is currently 73. He is from Luling, Texas. His alma mater was Pasadena City College. His occupation is an actor. He's been active as an actor from 1976 to present day. Outside of the Star Trek franchise, Dorn has appeared in the television series Chips from 1979 to 1982 and has had voice roles as Cold Stone and Taurus in the animated series Gargoyles, which ran from 1994 to 1997, Kalibak in the DC Animated Universe, the eponymous protagonist of I Am Weasel, which ran from 1997 to 2000, Lord Dakar in the Nickelodeon dub of Winx Club, 2011, Castle, 2009 through 2016, as a psychotherapist, Captain Mozar in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which ran from 2015 through 2016, and Battle Beast, who portrayed the role of the Sandman in the Santa Claus franchise with Tim Allen. Outside of shows and movies, he has had voice roles in several Star Trek-related games, as well as more obscure voice roles such as a major companion, Marcus, and the main antagonist Frank Horrigan of the action RPG game Fallout 2 in 1998, and a Krogan character in Mass Effect 2 in 2010, among many other similar roles. Dorn was born in Luling, Texas, the son of Allie Lee Nee Knowles and Fentress Dorn Jr. He grew up in Pasadena, California, where he studied radio and television production at Pasadena City College. Following his graduation, he pursued a career in music as a performer with several different rock music bands, traveling to San Francisco and then back to Los Angeles. Dorn first appeared on screen in Rocky in an uncredited role as Apollo Creed's bodyguard. 2 years later, he appeared as a guest star on a 1978 episode of the television show Webb. Impressed by his work, the show's producer introduced Dorn to an agent, through whom he met acting teacher Charles E. Conrad. Dorn studied with Conrad for 6 months until he landed a regular role on the crime drama series Chips. Dorn's most notable role to date is that of the Klingon Starfleet officer Lieutenant, later Lieutenant Commander, Worf in Star Trek The Next Generation and Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Dorn was the last of the main actors to be cast in The Next Generation and prepared for his audition by isolating himself from the other actors and remaining taciturn through his interview, mimicking the personality of the character. His character proved so popular amongst fans that Dorn was added to the cast of spin-off series Deep Space Nine in an effort to boost ratings. It should also be noted that Michael Dorn appeared in the Santa Claus franchise that features Tim Allen. Dorn as Worf has the record for the most on-screen appearances of any Star Trek character. As Worf, he appeared in 175 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, missing only the episodes Code of Honor, Haven, and Shades of Grey, 102 episodes of Deep Space Nine, 4 Star Trek movies, and 7 episodes of Star Trek Picard brings his total to 288 appearances as the character. He also appeared as Worf's ancestor, Colonel Worf, in the 1991 film Star Trek VI: The Undiscovered Country, and directed the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episodes In the Cards, Inquisition, and When It Rains, and the Star Trek Enterprise episode 2 Days and 2 Nights. He was one of 6 actors to reprise his role in voiceover for the Star Trek Captain's Chair virtual reality game. In 2014, he participated in the fan-produced Star Trek episode Fairest of Them All, giving his voice to the computer of the Mirror Universe Enterprise. In 2012, Dorn announced a desire to return to his Klingon role in a television series tentatively titled Star Trek Captain Worf. He said, quote, "I had come up with the idea because I love Worf, and I think he's a character that hasn't been fully developed and hasn't been fully realized. Once I started thinking about it, it became obvious to me that I wanted to at least put it out there, which I have, and the response has been pretty amazing. We've been contacted by different individuals, I can't say who and all that, about wanting to come on board and be part of this." End quote. In April of 2022, it was announced
that he would reprise his role as Worf in the third season of Star Trek Picard, which aired in 2023. Dorn has appeared in a number of TV shows, films, and video games. He has been the spokesman for Neutrogena T-Gel Shampoo and has appeared in a Dodge Dart car commercial. He voiced Marcus and Frank Horrigan in Fallout 2 and would later reprise the role of Marcus in Fallout New Vegas. He appeared in a 2012 tongue-in-cheek television commercial for Chrysler as Future Guy, a time traveler sent from the future to assist development of the 2013 Dodge Dart. He also portrayed the role of General Thane in the Castlevania Hymn of Blood web series. Following his Star Trek career, he had supporting roles in a number of independent feature films, including Shadow Hours in 2000, Lessons for an Assassin in 2001, and the Santa Claus trilogy, in which he appeared in a minor role as the Sandman. Dorn reprised his role as Worf for cameo appearances on Webster and Family Guy, the latter with several of his fellow Next Generation castmates. He had a recurring role on the television series Castle, portraying the therapist of NYPD police detective Kate Beckett. In March of 2023, Dorn was announced as the writer for a comic starring Steel, John Henry Irons, whom he voiced in Superman, the animated series. Steel Works No. 1 was published on June 6, 2023, with art by Sam Basri. Dorn provides the voice of the character Battle Beast in the animated series Invincible. A member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, Dorn is an accomplished pilot. He has flown with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. He has owned several jet aircraft, including a Lockheed T-33 Shooting Star, which he jokingly refers to as his starship, a North American F-86 Sabre, and currently owns a North American Sabre liner. Dorn also serves on several aviation organizations, one of which is the Air Force Aviation Heritage Foundation, where he is on the advisory board. Dorn was interviewed for the Private Jets episode of Modern Marvels on the History Channel. Dorn stated in a 2010 interview that he had been diagnosed with an early stage of prostate cancer, which led him to become a vegan. Now, a partial list of Mr. Dorn's accomplishments and film credits include, going all the way back to 1976, Rocky as Apollo Creed's bodyguard. That was his film debut, but it was uncredited. In 1977, Demon Seed, bit part uncredited. In 1985, Jagged Edge, he portrayed Dan Heaslan. In 1991, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, Klingon Defense Attorney Colonel Worf. In 1994, Star Trek Generations, Lieutenant Commander Worf. In 1995, Time Master as the chairman and Mission Critical as the commander. In 1996, Star Trek First Contact, Lieutenant Commander Worf. In 1997, Menno's Mind, Simon Menno's friend. In 1998, Star Trek Insurrection, Lieutenant Commander Worf. In 2000, Shadow Hours as Detective Thomas Greenwood and The Prophet's Game, Bob Bowman. In 2001, The Gristle as Tar, Mach 2 as Rogers, and Ali as an African-American pilot. In 2002, Face Value, he portrayed a hitman. He was in the film Star Trek Nemesis as Lieutenant Commander Worf. The Santa Claus 2 as Sandman. Shade, he portrayed Jack Thornhill. Lessons for an Assassin, he portrayed Quinn. In 2003, he was in the interplanetary surplus male and Amazon women of outer space. He was Sam the bartender. In 2005, he was in Heart of the Beholder as Lieutenant Larson, and Through the Mobus Ship as King Tor. In 2006, The Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause as Sandman. In 2007, Fist of the Warrior as Arnold Denton, Night Skies as Kyle, and The Deep Below as Carl Bennett. In 2009, Bionicle, The Legend Reborn as Mata Nui. In 2012, Strange Frame, Guardship Commander. In 2015, Ted 2 as Rick. In 2019, Wonder Woman Bloodlines as Ferdinand the Minotaur. In television, from 1979 to 1982, he was in the TV series Chips as Officer Jebediah Turner. In 1981, he was in Knots Landing as a paramedic in the episode The Vigil. In 1985, he was in 227 as Lester's friend and Hunter as the highway patrolman episode Waiting for Mr. Wrong. In 1986 through 1987, he was Jimmy on Days of Our Lives. In 1987, he was in Punky Brewster as Councilman Weatherwax in the episode Fighting City Hall. From 1987 through 1994, he was in Star Trek The Next Generation as Lieutenant Worf, all seven seasons. In 1988, he portrayed himself on Reading Rainbow with his castmate hosting LeVar Burton in The Bionic Bunny Show. In 1989, he was on the television series Webster as Lieutenant Worf, with the episode being titled Web Trek. In 1991 through 1994, he was on the series Dinosaurs, and he voiced the Elder, Solomon the Great, and the We Say So announcer. In 1994, he was on SWAT Cats, The Radical Squadron, as Mutilor, in the episode titled When Strikes Mutilor. From 1994 through 1997, he was on the animated series Gargoyle as Coldstone and Taurus. And in 1995, big year, he was on Amanda and the Alien as Lieutenant Vint, and World of Wonder as himself, and The Outer Limits as Pete Claridge on the episode titled The Voyage Home, which is actually part of the name of a Star Trek film, so that tracks. From 1995 through 1996, he did voice work on two episodes of The Fantastic Four as Gorgon. From 1995 through 1999, he was on Star Trek Deep Space Nine as Lieutenant Commander Worf for all four seasons. In 1996, he was in Adventures from the Book of Virtues as Apollo. He did the voice in the episode titled Humility. In 1996, he was in Captain Simian and the Space Monkeys as Lord Nebula, and he did two episodes of voice work there. The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. I watched Johnny Quest when I was growing up. He was the character Tala in the episode The Dark Mountain. From 1996 through 2000, he did voice work in Superman the Animated Series as Calibach, John Henry, and Irons of Steel. In 1997, he was in Street Fire and did the Warrior King and voiced the Warrior King in Street Fighter. From 1997 through 2000, he was in I Am Weasel as the character I Am Weasel. And in 1998, he was in Haunted History as the narrator in the episode titled Haunted History Charleston. From 1998 through 1999, he was the Minotaur in Hercules. In 2000, he was in Martial Law as Councilman Tynan in the episode titled No Quarter. In 2001, he was in Seventh Heaven as Mr. Johnson. In 2002, he was in Through the Fire as Michael Collins, the Zeta Project as Colonel Lemak, and Static Shock as Reverend Anderson. In 2003, he was in Kim Possible, A Stitch in Time, as Rufus 3000, and Spider-Man, the new animated series, as Kraven the Hunter. From 2003 to 2005, he was Duck Dodgers, the Martian, Centurion, Robots, Captain Long, and Clunkin Warrior. From 2004 to 2005, Mega XLR. He was the voice of Regis, Bot number 14, and the Guard. From 2004 through 2007, he was on Danny Phantom as the Fright Knight. From 2006, he was on Justice League Unlimited and Descent as Kalibok and General Fielding in the episode The Ties That Bind. From 2005 through 2009, he did voice work on Family Guy as Lieutenant Worf himself. In 2006, Big Ear. All You've Got as Fire Captain Diaz. AI Assault as General Bushkirk. Fallen Angels as Taylor. In 2007, Ben 10 as Victor Benevictor. Without a Trace as Nathan Riggs. In the episode titled Absalom. 2008 through 2009, he was on that series Heroes as the U.S. President. 2009, Batman the Brave and the Bold. He was Krull the Eternal. In the episode Menace of the Conqueror Caveman, he was also in Heroes in 2009 as the President. In the episode An Invisible Thread. In 2010, he was in Adventure Time as Gork, Monster Head number 2, in the episode Freak City, and It's a Trap, portraying Lieutenant Worf. In 2011 through 2015, he was in the television series Castle as Dr. Carver Burke. In 2011, he was in The Winx Club as Lord Darkar, and The Superhero Squad Show as Ronan the Accuser. In 2012 and 2014, he was in a show called The Regular Show as Thomas the Demon. And in 2014, he was in Ben 10 Omniverse as Dr. Victor and I am Worfzell. From 2015 through 2016, he was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as Captain Mozart Triceratons. In 2016, he was in Uncle Grandpa as Crispin Mulcahy. And in 2016 through 2017, he was in the TV series Arrow as Prometheus. And in 2017, he was in Supergirl, as he did voice work, uncredited, Crisis on Earth. In 2017, he did Transformers, Titans Return, as Fortress and Maximus. From 2017 through 2018, he was in Justice League Action as Atrocitus. From 2017 through 2019, he was in The Lion Guard as Pupu. From 2018, he was OKKO Let's Be Heroes as Strike and I am Weasel in the episode titled Nexus. 2021 through the present, he's in Invincible as Stock and Battle Beast. 2021 through 2022, Dogs in Space. He was in Pistachio Soup. In 2022, he was in Dota Dragon's Blood as Asar. In 2023, Star Trek Picard as Captain Worf and the Santa Claus, the Sandman in that film franchise. And in 2025 to the present, he's in Armorsaurus as Carter Clay. And in video games, he's been in Gabriel Knight, Sins of the Father as Dr. John, Stellar 7, Draxon's Revenge as the Narrator, Mission Critical as Captain Stephen R. Dana, and in 1995, Star Trek The Next Generation, A Final Unity, he was Lieutenant Worf. In 1996, Vikings, The Strategy of Ultimate Conquest, he narrated that. In 1997, Star Trek Generations, he portrayed Lieutenant Commander Worf in 1998. He did Fallout No. 2 as Marcus and Frank Horrigan. In 2000, he did Star Trek Armada as Ambassador Worf. And Star Trek Klingon Academy as Thok Mok. In 2000, he did Star Trek Deep Space Nine, The Fallen, as Lieutenant Commander Worf. In 2001, he did Emperor Battle for Doom as Duke Achilles. In 2006, he did Star Trek Legacy as Worf, Cartoon Network Racing as I Am Weasel. In 2008, Saints Row 2, which was done in 2008, he was Mero. In 2008, he did Lego Indiana Jones, The Original Adventures. In 2010, he did Mass Effect 2 as the Catalog Uvink. And in 2010, he did Fallout New Vegas, Star Crash 2, and Wings of Liberty as Tassador. In 2013, he was in Saints Row 4 as Mero, and Star Trek Online as Ambassador Worf. In 2015, Infinite Crisis as Swamp Thing, and Codename Steam as John Henry. In 2016, Master of Orion, Conquer the Stars as the narrator. In 2017, XCOM 2, War of the Chosen as Portal Max. And 2018, Lego DC Supervillains as Calibach. And 2019, Indivisible as Robin Navarre. And he's been continuing on with web series Mata Nusagal as Mata Nul. Star Trek Continues as a computer voice, Con Man as himself, Bravest Warriors as Armada Pilot, and Transformers Titans Return as Fortress Maximus. And he's won the Saturn Award in 2024, Lifetime Achievement Award, the cast of Star Trek The Next Generations. And that's just a small sampling of what Mr. Dorn has been involved in. My goodness. And that all started from one thing he got involved in. That's what I mean when I say you can start one thing and that can lead you to other things. So you've really just gotta, you know, keep at it. Because you never know where it will take you. And speaking of which, he's already talking about what his next thing will be. Michael Dorn confirms he's working on a Star Trek Captain Worf TV series. As of May 2015, Michael Dorn is still trying to make Star Trek Captain Worf a reality. Favorites Brian Fuller and Brian Singer have been forthcoming about their hopes for bringing Star Trek back to the small screen after the release of J.J. Abrams' elusive sequel to his Trek movie reboot in the summer. However, it turns out those two aren't the only ones with big dreams about a new TV series set in the sci-fi universe. Michael Dorn is also taking steps to reprise his signature Trek role on a spin-off tentatively titled Star Trek Captain Worf. Now Worf, son of Mulg, of course, is the first Klingon main character on a Star Trek TV series. He appeared on The Next Generation throughout its 7-season run, then became a Deep Space Nine regular for its last 4 seasons. Dorn portrayed Worf in all 4 Next Generation films. In addition, he portrayed Worf's grandfather, Colonel Worf, in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Rumors and reports about a prospective Worf spin-off began circulating, which, perhaps not so coincidentally, marks the 25th anniversary of The Next Generation. Trek News caught up recently with Dorn, who gave him the following exclusive scoop on the project. Quote, I had come up with the idea because I love Worf, and I think he's a character that hasn't been fully developed and hasn't been fully realized. Once I started thinking about it, it became obvious to me that I wanted to at least put it out there, which I have, and the response has been pretty amazing. We've been contacted by different individuals, I can't say who and all that, about wanting to come on board and be a part of this. Deep Space Nine concluded with Worf being made Federation Ambassador to the Klingon homeworld Quonos, an official prequel comic book to Abrams' Trek reboot featured Worf as a Klingon Empire general who battles the Romulan Captain Nero, Eric Bana, in Abrams' film. Worf sustained life-threatening injuries during the encounter, but it was indicated he was still alive by the story's conclusion. However, the overlap between events on DS9 and the Star Trek film continuity has always been kind of fuzzy. Hence, it stands to reason that could also hold true for Worf's spinoff and the post-reboot movies. Dorn's in the same boat of uncertainty as Fuller and Singer when it comes to how his plans are affected by the Abrams films, as he puts it. Quote, there's all the political stuff going on with the new movies, with J.J. Abrams and Paramount and all that stuff, which I have no clue about and what it all entails, but that's where it is right now. The in-progress subtitle, Captain Worf, is open to interpretation as far as indications for when exactly the TV series could take place. Such a Star Trek spin-off would, for certain, retain the ensemble format of its predecessors to some degree, with a concentration on the adventures of Worf and a new group of space explorers. Moreover, Dorn says, the show isn't so much a pipe dream as one might think at first. Interestingly enough, it has gotten traction. I was very surprised. I was on a movie not too long ago where one of the producers was basically lobbying to be part of it. He was like, Michael, I'd love to write it, if you haven't. So at this point, my agents and my manager are looking at all the avenues and trying to figure out which is the best one. My agent and manager have been in the business for a while, so they're very savvy about where to start and how to get it going. Like I said, in this business, you never know. And I've been through pitching things, and I never want to do that again. It's pretty brutal. But definitely, I think, once again, if Paramount or CBS or anybody thinks this is a viable thing, they'll jump on it. Worf's Klingon manner and instincts often put him at odds with his fellow officers on The Next Generation, as hilariously highlighted in certain videos. Still, there were a few episodes on Deep Space Nine that explored Worf's personal sense of duty and honor beyond the surface level. Nonetheless, there does remain room for further development of the character, even given the substantial amount of backstory already in place for Worf. However, as Dorn mentions above, the Star Trek Captain Worf television series is far from getting an official green light right now. Nevertheless, we'll keep you updated and up to date on the situation as more information is released, or Dorn continues to talk about it. Now, to show you the status of how things go and the speed at which things go in the industry, that was from an article by Sandy Schaefer from September the 3rd of 2012, and this is 2026. So about that, I can say, stay tuned, because you just never know. You really, truly never know. Now, continuing on with the Star Trek theme is about the actor Tim Russ. Timothy Darnell Russ was born June the 22nd, 1956. He is an African-American actor, musician, screenwriter, director, and amateur astronomer. He is best known for his roles as Lieutenant Commander Tuvok on Star Trek Voyager, Robert Johnson in Crossroads, 1986, Casey in East of Hope Street, 1998, Frank on Samantha Who, Principal Franklin on the Nickelodeon sitcom iCarly, DC Montana on The Highwaymen in 1987 through 1988, and for his brief role in Spaceballs in 1987. He appeared in The Rookie Feds 2022 and reprised his role as Captain Tuvok on Season 3 of Star Trek Picard. It should also be mentioned that Tim Russ appeared in the Die Hard film franchise as well. He was born June the 22nd, 1956. He's 69. He was born in Washington, D.C. He is an actor, a musician, a screenwriter, a producer, and director. He's been active in the entertainment industry from 1985 until now, and he has one child. Russ was born in Washington, D.C. on June the 22nd, 1956, to a government employee mother and a U.S. Air Force office father. He spent part of his childhood in Turkey. He attended his senior year of high school at Rome Free Academy, from which he graduated in 1974. He graduated from St. Edward's University with a degree in theater arts. He additionally attended graduate school at Illinois State University, where he was inducted into its Hall of Fame. In 1985, Russ appeared in the Twilight Zone episode, Kentucky Rye, as Officer Number 2, and Voices in the Earth as Archer. He made a brief appearance in the comedy film Spaceballs as a trooper who combs the desert with a giant comb. Russ had a prominent role in the Charles Bronson film Death Wish 4. Russ has also been involved in the Star Trek franchise as a voice and film actor, writer, director, and producer. He portrayed several minor roles before landing the role as the main character Tuvok in Star Trek Voyager. Russ screen tested in 1987 for the role of Geordi LaForge on Star Trek The Next Generation before being cast as Tuvok. Russ went into Voyager as a dedicated Trekkie with an extensive knowledge of Vulcan lore and has portrayed the following roles in the Star Trek universe: Devor, a mercenary aboard the Enterprise D, disguised as a service engineer in the Next Generation episode Starship Mine in 1993, Dakar, a Klingon in the Deep Space Nine episode Invasive Procedures in 1993, a human tactile lieutenant on the USS Enterprise B in the film Star Trek Generations in 1994, as a human tactical lieutenant, Tuvok's mirror universe counterpart in the Deep Space Nine episode Through the Looking Glass in 1995, a changeling impersonating Tuvok in Star Trek Picard Season 3. In 1995, Russ co-wrote the story for the Malibu Comics Star Trek Deep Space Nine number 29 and number 30 with Mark Panicia. Russ performed voice acting roles as Tuvok for the video games Star Trek Voyager, Elite Force, and Star Trek Elite Force 2. Russ is the director and one of the stars of the fan series Star Trek of Gods and Men, the first third of which was released in December 2007, with the remaining two-thirds released in 2008. Russ's character's name, DC Montana, in The Highwaymen was a reference to Trek writer DC Fontana. In 1990, he appeared in an episode of Freddy's Nightmares. Russ directed and co-starred in Star Trek Renegades, and in both 2013 and 2014 reprised his role as the voice of Tuvok in the massively multiplayer online game Star Trek Online. Russ appeared as Frank, a sarcastic doorman, in the sitcom Samantha Who, from 2007 to 2009 and appeared for 6 seasons as Principal Ted Franklin in Nickelodeon's show iCarly. He also portrayed a doctor on an episode of Hannah Montana, I Am Hannah, Hear Me Croak. Russ won an Emmy Award in 2014 for public service ads he did for the FBI's Los Angeles field office on intellectual property theft and cyberbullying. He portrayed Captain Kells in the 2015 Bethesda Game Studios video game Fallout 4. In June of 2025, following Mel Brooks' announcement of Spaceballs 2, slated for release in 2027, Russ teased on social media that he may appear in the film, along with his more famous co-stars. Russ has been a lifelong musician and a singer. In addition, Russ has been an avid amateur astronomer most of his adult life and is a member of the Los Angeles Astronomical Society. In 2021, he was among a small group of citizen astronomers who assisted in detection of the asteroid 617 Patroclus in preparation for NASA's Lucy probe. In February of 2022, he stated that he owned a 10-inch Dobsonian telescope, an 8-inch Schmidt Cassegrain telescope, and a Unistellar Evoscope. Some of the films that he's been involved with are Crossroads as Robert Johnson, Fire with Fire as Jerry Washington in 1986, Spaceballs as Desert Coleman Trooper, Death Wish 4 The Crackdown as Jesse in 1987, in 1988, Bird as Harris and Pulse as a police officer. In 1991, Eve of Destruction as Carter. In 1992, Night Eyes 2 as Jesse Younger, Mr. Saturday Night as assistant director. In 1994, Dead Connection as Detective Chuck Rowland, and Star Trek Generations as the Enterprise B bridge officer. In 1998, East of Hope Street as Casey. In 2005, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari as the town clerk. In 2006, The O in Ohio as Douglas and Unbeatable Harold as diner manager. In 2007, Live Free or Die Hard as Agent Summers. In 2008, Inalienable as a news anchor. In 2011, Rampart as Command Staff Member Number 1. In 2014, Alongside Knight as General Jack Gordon, and Asteroid vs. Earth as Captain Rogers, and Grayscale as Gavin Calhoun. In 2015, Star Trek Renegades as Tuvok, and Fifth Passenger Commander Franklin. And in 2018, A Fairy's Game as a Warlock, Junkie as Martin Green, Kama as Frank Hudson, Dixter as Sammy Davis Jr. In 2019, Vitals as the Surgeon. In 2020, The Midnight Sky as Mason Mosley. And in 2023, Batman, The Doom That Came to Gotham as Lucius Fox, which is pretty much of a variety. And in television, Hill Street Blues as a paramedic, Burton Ben Childers, and The Twilight Zone as Officer Number 2, Amazing Stories as Security Guard Number 1, Heart of the City as Collins, Jake and the Fat Man as Pete, Starman as Tyrone Washington, Time Stalkers as Sergeant Filton, The Twilight Zone in 1987 as Archer, Vietnam War Story as Sergeant Lemon, 30-something as a salesman, Throb as Man Number 2, The Highwayman as DC Montana, 21 Jump Street as Ray Davies, Roots the Gift as Marcellus the Slave Dorman, Alien Nation as Ronald Ketness, Beauty and the Beast as Lieutenant Eric Parker, The People Next Door as the Answering Machine Guy, Cop Rock as the Juror, Family Matters as Jeff, Freddy's Nightmare as Dr. Henry Picard, Mancuso FBI as Malcolm Rashad, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as Eugene and Agent Collins, Life Stories as KC, Dead Silence as Deputy Ryan, Tequila and Bonetti as Link, Hanging with Mr. Cooper as Victor, Living Single as Officer Taylor, Murphy Brown as a Secret Service Officer, Star Trek The Next Generation as DeVore, Star Trek Deep Space Nine as Dakar, Mirror Universe Tuvok, and Journey to the Center of the Earth as Joe Briggs, Hanging with Mr. Cooper as Richter, Melrose Place as Roger Chambers, Sequest DSV as Martin Mycroft Clemens, Star Trek Voyager as Lieutenant Commander Tuvok, Spider-Man the Animated Series as Holby Brown Prowler, Any Day Now as a Juror, ER as Dr. Medford, Unfabulous as Officer Jones, NCIS as Jerry Kemper, General Hospital as Dr. Trent, 20 Good Years as Marty, Hannah Montana as Dr. Meyer, Without a Trace as Phil Hansen, McCarley as Principal Ted Franklin, Samantha Who as Frank the Doorman, Lincoln Heights as the Principal, Trust Me as Gordon Benedict, CSI Miami as Leonard Sterling, The Secret Life of the American Teenager as the Vicar, Sim Bionic Titan as Solomon, Good Luck Charlie as Dr. Myers, Suits as Robert Geller, The Young and the Restless as Judge Morrison, The Soul Man as Devon, Gibby as Principal for Ted Franklin, Castle as Dr. Malcolm Wickfield, Guys with Kids as a Specialist, Lab Rats as Special Agent Gordon, Regular Show as a Sergeant and Helicopter Pilot, The Night Shift as Boss Man, Sharknado 3 as General Gottlieb, The Good Doctor as Patient Chuck, The Fosters as Judge James Eskin, Criminal Minds as Agent Lawrence, 911 as the Marriage Counselor, NCIS New Orleans as Felix, Superior Donuts as Professor Mills, Supergirl as Councilman Joel Us, interesting name, Black Monday is Walter Darcy, and 1015 is Mr. Wiesel. The Orville is Dr. Sherman, NASA's Unexpected Files and the Unexplained, himself as an astronomer, Swamp Thing is Dr. Chowdhury, American Horror Story 1984 is David Chambers, How to Get Away with Murder is Judge Kofi Bonaparte, The Resident is Tyrone Griffiths, Them as the Custodian, 4400 as Elijah Landry, iCarly as Principal Ted Franklin, Poker Face as Max, Star Trek Picard as Captain Tuvok, Ted as ER Doctor, and NCIS as Dr. Eric Harper. And he's done video games such as Star Trek Voyager Elite Force, Star Trek Elite Force 2, Law and Order Criminal Intent, Lost Planet, Extreme Condition, Stormrise, Marvel Ultimate, Alliance 2, Dragon Age Origins, The Secret World, Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13, Star Trek Online, The Elder Scrolls Online, Fallout 4, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, Fallout 4 Harbor, Mafia 3, Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, The Last of Us Part 2, World of Warcraft, Horizon Forbidden, Starfield, Lego Horizon Adventure. And he's done producing work, writing work, directed some episodes of Star Trek Voyager. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. That is Tim Russ. My goodness. What I think is always impressive about people that are in Trek franchises and Trek series is that they're very multifaceted and do all sorts of intriguing things like that. Now, another thing that Tim Russ has gotten involved in is Renegades. And for people who may not be Treksters, this is just a really short little thing explaining part of what that is. This is from the Film Industry Network, Star Trek producers and Voyager actor Tim Russ discuss Renegades. Star Trek Renegades. Star Trek fans are about to be treated to an epic voyage into the unknown. In Star Trek Renegades, the new TV pilot that features some of the series' best-known characters. From Walter Koenig, Chekhov, original Star Trek, to Tim Russ, Tuvok, and Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Renegades has an exceptional team behind it, ready to create the action and suspense fans of the TV series love and miss. With a diverse cast, including Star Trek Voyager actors Robert Picardo, Ethan Phillips, and Garrett Wang, and the charming Adrienne Wilkinson, Xena from Star Wars, this pilot promises to raise the stakes like never before. The Federation's main source of dilithium crystals has vanished, as space and time has mysteriously folded around the planet of Ruel 7. In order to trace the origin of the phenomenon, Admiral Chekhov turns to Tuvok to form a covert renegade crew of elite rogues and outcasts to re-establish communication at all costs and hunt down those responsible for altering space. This new mission is very close to completion, and the team, along with the guidance of Star Trek veteran Walter Koenig, is looking for donations on Kickstarter to make the project a reality. So far, more than $150,000 has been raised out of $200,000 needed to complete the financing of the movie. To find out how Star Trek Renegades came about, you can have part of this interview, or you can also look up more on social media. So one of the interviewers asked Tim Russ, how did you get involved with the Star Trek Renegades project, and what attracted you to direct this new pilot? As was with the previous independent Trek feature of Gods and Men, Sky Conway and Ethan Kalk approached me and asked me if I would be interested in directing this new Trek story. Having portrayed Tuvok in the hugely successful Star Trek Voyager series, how will you manage to balance being both off and on screen in this project? Well, it's tricky working both sides of the camera, mostly during the actual shooting. If I am on camera, playing a role, I have to really concentrate on the acting, because the tendency to find myself looking at the scene as a director, between lines, etc., while I'm acting in it. It's also difficult because you tend to prep for the scene almost at the last minute because you've been so busy working behind the camera. I usually ask the writers to keep my character in as few scenes as possible. Have you been rehearsing with your former Voyager co-stars and Walter Koenig for this pilot? I have not, as of yet. We only got together to shoot the trailer. The script is not completed as of yet. Could you reveal a little about your technique to get the best performances from your actors on camera? The best technique is to cast actors who are good at what they do to begin with. Then it just comes down to adjustments on set. Depending on the scene, I will tweak a moment here or there, and sometimes, for actors who are not as experienced or actually demonstrate what I'm looking for, or if myself or the actor wants to try something different on a take, I'll shoot it a couple of different ways so we have it and choose which works best during the editing. Having produced Star Trek of Gods and Men, what can Star Trek fans expect to see in terms of production values and special effects in Star Trek Renegades? Sky Conway is one of the producers of Renegades. Our goal is to excel in all areas of the production values and standouts of Star Trek of Gods and Men. I learned a lot from Stardom and will be applying those lessons to improve Renegades. We had an incident CGI team that was an incredible team last time, but our team has grown, and you will see some eye-popping special effects in Renegades. After Kickstarter, we will try additional fundraising with the fans, so the more we can raise, better the film. With such a limited budget, how will you go about finding good locations, and what kind of equipment will you be using to shoot the scenes? We will be using the latest HD cameras, which are incredible. Sets and locations are tricky, and you have to get very creative. We have a studio in LA where we will shoot most of the film. We will also shoot a lot more green screen this time. How did the story of Renegades first come about, and did you have particular cast members from previous Star Trek franchises in mind when starting out? Ethan Kalk is another producer that's working with Tim Russ. The idea came about on the last day of shooting Star Trek of Gods and Men. We were at the Laurel Canyon stages, shooting the scenes in the relay station with Ethan Phillips and on the bridge of Gary Mitchell's ship. Laurel Canyon has permanent derelict-looking spaceship sets, so we were using them for several ship sets. The three writers, me, Jack Torino, and Sky Conway, were just talking between takes, and Jack said something about doing some kind of trek where the crew has to work outside the normal bounds of Starfleet, and the idea just grew from there. It went through quite a few changes, possible characters we could use, different storylines, but the overall concept stayed the same. Star Trek, but not necessarily the Starfleet crew. We didn't have any characters or actors in mind then, but we knew we wanted to work with some of them again, and we are doing just that. If you'd like to find out more about Star Trek Renegades, you can go to the website, you can explore different social media, or if you know anyone that's in the industry, you can see if they can give you some extra information. That's always helpful. So it will be interesting to see if Star Trek Renegades 1 reaches fruition, 2, if the cast stays with it, and 3, if they get the opportunity to turn it into another part of the ever-growing Star Trek franchise. So I really, truly hope that it is very successful. I really do. Because I just get the feeling that Star Trek will be around forever, and I really hope it is. I really, truly hope it is. So, like I said, keep striving out there. Keep going. Always keep moving forward. And remember, it takes a lot to achieve your dream. I know sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes it can be frustrating. But I also know that all that work that you put into it, you will see pay off when you have your first part of seeing what it tastes like to realize that your dream is being fulfilled and that you've done all of that work. It feels so good when you see your work paying off and the dreams that you've had for so long finally begin to take shape. So, like I said, explore, connect, create, and inspire.
You have been listening to The African American Experience, a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. This program is brought to you in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. If you would like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone or iPad. I am Tina E. Gaffney. Thank you for listening.
Audio Journal is supported in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. We are a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.